content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Wow, it's a sobering morning here, thinking about Kate Spade taking her own life. We were talking about it just a few minutes ago. And Robin, please tell the audience what you said right after you find out, after you found out.
Oh, well, I would be very surprised if she wasn't on some kind of antidepressant or an anxiety medication. Since
yeah.
Suicide ideation is a very common side effect.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very scary. Well, and that connection is also... holds true to all the school shootings.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
All those children have been on
some
prescription,
kind of
some sort of, some
yep.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's a crisis in this country, the opioid crisis as well, and also the crisis of the overpopulation of animals. I don't know if you heard the announcement right before we went live from iHeartMedia that they had to transport a bunch of animals, I believe, from the ASPCA or the S...
From Austin.
Oh, from Austin.
Was saying.
They're taking them to Austin because... Right?
Or the other way.
I think it was an announcement from Austin.
Okay.
Is what
okay.
she was saying?
There's too many animals, you guys. Okay. You need to spay and neuter your pets. That's the message here. It is a national
rescues.
Problem.
Yeah.
And if you want a new dog, go to the shelter and adopt.
Right.
It's the right thing to do for the animal, for you, and the earth.
Right.
I promise you, nothing makes you feel better than rescuing an animal off the streets or out of a shelter.
And, you know, I just got to share because one of the things I wanted my whole life was a teacup Yorkie. And I just wanted one, and I wanted one, and I wanted one. And they're so expensive.
Right.
And so I decided a year ago that I was going to look for a rescue. Well, you don't typically find them in shelters. Mm-hmm. And I found Yorkie Rescue of America. And I looked over a bunch of them. A lot of them looked like they were definitely mixed breeds. I was trying to look for one that looked a little more pure. One of the things.
Snob.
I know. But you're just, buying a look too.
I know.
Yeah, it's
but
not
see, that's,
about.
That's part of the whole
I get
problem.
I get it.
That's
but wait
part
a minute,
of the
wait
whole
minute.
Problem.
So let me finish the story. This is what I wanted. And so I. But one of the things I read is that they're notorious to have teeth issues, dental issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this little guy who'd been out there for a while
and toothless.
Because he was toothless. And I was like, perfect.
That is perfect.
I got my little toothless guy. I don't
well,
have to worry
go.
About his teeth. He eats fine.
That's perfect.
And he's my baby, and I just love him.
Yeah.
So I got what I wanted.
Well, and there are a lot of specific breeds out there. And I'm not, and there are wonderful breeds.
Right.
I mean, I've picked up hundreds of animals, thousands of animals off the streets in the last 25 years plus here in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, I started very young as a child rescuing
adopting.
Animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. In upstate New York, was freezing cold. Animals freeze to death out in that weather. And so, but I forgot what I was going to say. Can you believe it?
You started young.
Well, I didn't sleep well last night. Not that I'm making excuses for myself, but
I think
didn't.
you were alluding to something about breeds, about different breeds.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We have no right to go and want a specific breed until all the animals are out of the shelters. I don't think you get that freedom. You just don't. Not when you're destroying animals just because they're unwanted.
Right. No, I agree.
And the government needs to step in. And I'm very anti-government getting any bigger than it already is.
Absolutely.
It's a societal problem, not a governmental problem.
That's right.
But at some point, I think they need to step in and just start slapping people with fines. And educating, too, about spaying and neutering and making it more low cost.
Right.
And having more and more clinics. It's a
huge
problem.
And, you know, it's kind of one of those, like, 6 degrees of separation thing.
Right.
If it just shifted a little bit in a couple of generations, it would be under control because of the expansion of the population. It would just slow it down significantly.
Well, Maura Davies says 2 years is all it takes.
2 years?
In 2 years, you guys.
Wow.
Everyone out there listening, 2 years is all it would take if we all spread the word to adopt, don't shop, and to spay and neuter your pets. Within 2 years, we would stop euthanizing animals, millions of them every single year, and throwing them in our city dumps.
Right.
That's a huge, big deal in only 2 years.
Yeah.
That's an achievable goal, in my
opinion.
Absolutely. Okay, what do you want to talk about now?
We just solved that problem, so let's see what's next.
Well, you know, I got the latest copy of the Wellbeing Journal, and they are one of our sponsors. I've always loved their publication. I've been buying it for years, and the volume yeah. 27, number 4, July, August 2018, is only $6.95, but they have such great stories in here. And so I read this very, very beautiful story this morning about a woman in Australia who basically cured herself of a cancer. They gave her 6 months to live.
Awesome.
And you hear stories like that.
Yep.
And you wonder, wow, how did that happen? It was just a really good story, and that's why I love this publication. They talk about supplements for preventing and treating cancer, yeah. bacteria and the mitochondria and gum disease, coconut oil yeah. Lowers heart risk, and it also protects your teeth. In fact, we've got Bruce Fife coming up on the show to talk about the power of coconut oil.
Awesome.
And all you non-believers can laugh because I'm right and you're not. And so
you know, I posted this on my Facebook page, too. It was a video that most people have heard of the Rife machine, if you know anything about frequency
issues. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's been around for 70 years.
That has an interesting history.
It does. And Royal Rife cured a number of people of cancer using Rife 70 years ago. It was a legitimate study done in a hospital setting. And the results were suppressed because yeah. there's just not money on frequency machines.
Mm-hmm. And there's more and more stuff being done with frequencies.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in my realm, because I am in energy medicine, I mean, there's a ton of practitioners in Dallas who use frequency machines, and there's so much science behind it. In Europe, I mean, this stuff is so well documented, the science. It's just still in the realm of alternative medicine, so a lot of people poo-poo it, you know.
Yeah. Well, this woman was 34 years old, and part of hers was energy, too, because it was the Reiki
okay.
healing.
Yep.
But it's really interesting, and when she went to her doctor and said, hey, you know, there was no more cancer, and he was the one that gave her such a short, and I'm trying to find it here without not talking, but I can't do two things at once because it causes shrinkage, and my brain is shrinking from trying to do that. And so, but there was some terminology or some phrase that he used that was so flippant and disrespectful to right. all the work that she had done. And I actually want to do some investigative work on this piece because I want to be sure that, you know, I just want to do my own investigating.
Sure.
So, but I think it's a great issue because if you've lost someone to cancer, like I have two people close to me mm-hmm. just recently, yeah. Within the last 2 years. And then there's just a lot of information here that at least deserves a look at,
yeah.
if nothing else. So,
well,
anyway.
And people in the alternative field, you know more about how many people are cancer-free because of combining, you know, it really is aligned with the way we're made. Holistic medicine is designed to treat body, soul, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And it was the way we were designed.
Yeah.
So it's really more, and it just works, you know.
It's so interesting that, you know, I mean, this is ancient knowledge.
It is,
and it's
absolutely.
Now just beginning to resurface in the last, really resurface mainstream America, I think, what, in the last 5 or 10?
Yeah,
maybe?
I mean, more than that, but everything is about multiplication. And once the internet became so prolific, we have the ability to become experts by educating ourselves.
Right.
We didn't have that ability 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
It was only word of mouth.
Well, in the 70s, this kind of information tried to surface, but it, again, you know, was kind of got a pushback because it's intangible.
Well, the other thing going on is the current statistic is that 50% of Americans are at risk for cancer. And so, and the percentage of people who do not survive chemo and radiation is so high that people are starting to wake up and go, we gotta do something differently. A magic pill isn't the cure.
Well, and some people believe that it's the chemo that kills you.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Well, it destroys
your immune system.
Certainly
questionable. Yeah, it destroys your immune system, you know, kind of like a heartworm treatment, you know. Seriously, very similar in the sense that it goes in and tries to kill the heartworms without killing the dog.
Right.
And so, and Diamond, you look like you've been wanting to say something for about 5 minutes. Did you want to say something?
The only thing that I've been thinking about is...
I knew you were thinking about something. I could see it in your face.
You were talking about spaying and neutering your pets, and I'm not a pet owner. I want to be one day. I don't know what spay means.
Oh, wow. How cool of you to be so... That's
spay.
So transparent. I absolutely love that. Well, to spay is to basically... It's the...
Female
the,
and male.
It's female and male. So a spay is female and a neuter is a male. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just little things like that that feels a little intimidating when you think about getting, you know, you want to adopt, but it's there's so many things that go over your head when you're not a pet owner.
Yeah.
That it kind of makes you a little hesitant to get one because you just feel like there's a whole language and culture that you're just not familiar with.
Right.
And
well, you just opened my eyes. You know what? And maybe that's a huge part of the piece here, why more people don't adopt.
Well, you know what's interesting, too? Almost every breed of animal has like an organization, like a club.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. And so you can learn about, well, what's typical of a boxer. Well,
right.
Go to the Boxer Club, Boxers right. of America, and then mm-hmm. you'll find everything you should know about boxers. I wouldn't have known that about teacup Yorkies yeah. if I wasn't doing all that research.
Oh, it's every breed. It's Labradors, it's Shepherds, it's
yeah.
everything.
I mean,
fact,
Rottweilers have hip dysplasia
I think
issues,
the Labrador so. Group is a little snobby about the Labrador thing. I'm just saying, you know, I just don't like, it's like, let's dogism, okay? I don't like it.
Dogism.
Breedism.
Breedism, yeah. Elite breedism.
You got ageism and sexism and racism and all these isms out there. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, we've got a great guest coming up. Not just Robin Perry Braun, but David Essel. And we're going to be talking about his first time having sex. He brought it up last week. And so we're going to go there, you guys, and see what he has to say. He is incredible. And people like Jenny McCarthy say that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. No pun intended. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
But that's a part of life.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. Oh my gosh, Diamond, you're hysterical with that music pick. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, Robin Perry Braun, and our special guest, David Essel. David Essel holds a master's degree in fitness management and is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 2 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances. David's work is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer. God bless his soul. I have his book right here. There's a spiritual solution for every problem. I love this book. And David's work is also highly endorsed by Mark Victor Hansen, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as many other celebrities, radio and television networks from around the United States. Celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. I feel like I'm introducing you for the dating game, David. How are you?
That was perfect. Oh, I'm doing great, honey. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing really well. And so last week when you were on the air, we talked about, you know, how old should you be to date? And then it went on to the first kiss. And you told us a story about your first kiss. And then you said you wanted to tell us about your first sexual encounter. And we ran out of time. So let's talk about that. The first time for sex. Is there a good time for the first time for sex, David?
Bernadette, I think most of us have sex way before we're ready and way before we've been taught about sex.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, I mean, we sort of go, it's this curiosity. It's put in us to be curious about life. And then, of course, during puberty, when hormones are raging, we start to become, for lack of a better word, outrageously horny. Most parents, unfortunately, do not still, in 2018, with all we know the importance of trying to limit teenage pregnancy and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases and everything else we can imagine, we still don't have many parents who are willing to sit down and talk to their kids about sex.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons I'm so glad to be back on your show about this topic is that this, to me, is a call out to every listener that you have with you guys who has children between the ages of 8 and 18 still living at home, that this is the time to start to broach the subject. And you know, we just did an article about this, Bernadette, and one of the things I say into the article to parents is, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't know how to talk about sex, you can go to Amazon.com and Google how to introduce sexuality, how to have conversations about sex with your teens. You can bring them into someone like myself, a counselor. Oh, my God, over the years, I have introduced so many kids, girls, about what menstruation is,
mm-hmm.
boys and girls about what sex is, how to be careful, why to be careful, how to know you're with someone that you should even think about having sex with. Because like myself, like so many other people, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I was 15. I was madly overrun with hormones. I had met a girl. I transferred high schools. We got to know each other. It's the summertime. You know, it was like the build-up to the perfect experience, and yet it was a terrible experience.
Oh, wow. Well, it's funny you say summertime, so you laid it out perfectly. So why was it such a terrible experience? What happened?
Well, you know, first of all, especially I was an athlete, and so, you know, jocks always talk about stuff that is not true, mostly, in high school.
Like what? Like what? Because I'm a girl. I don't know what guys talk about in high school.
You know, guys, after practice, and you know, we talk about who we're with and how many girls we've been in bed with. And, you know, most of us are lying through our teeth. But there's this incredible pressure for teenage boys, many teenage boys, to score.
Really?
You know, to have sex. I mean, there's an immense amount of pressure to be respected as a man, quote unquote, at 14, 15, 16, 17, is that you should be having sex. And so we had guys in the locker room that summer and the summer before, even in eighth grade, you know, we're talking a long time ago, that these boys would be talking, oh, you haven't, you know, done this, you haven't done that yet. And so you start to feel the pressure that you better.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it was in the summertime. It was after the end of this basketball camp, and all these guys in the locker room have been talking about their conquests, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a girl I met who was going at the same high school I was transferring to. We were extremely attracted to each other. Neither of us knew what the hell we were doing. And mm-hmm. I'm going to laugh about part of this, Bernadette.
But you did it, right?
Yeah, but you know, there was 12 hours where none of her family members were going to be at home. And she told me she wanted to come over, right? And she said, listen, no one's going to be. So we went over, and the minute I walked in the door, you know, we locked in this French kiss, and we were on the couch, and we were groping each other. And then I said, let's go to your bedroom, to which she agreed. You know, like, everything was consensual. However, once we got into the bedroom and we were taking each other's clothes off, I swear for the next 45 minutes, she jumped out of bed every 60 seconds because she thought she heard something downstairs. And, you know, I mean, she was just outrageously anxious. I was too. She had never had sex. I had never had sex. Of course, I let her believe that I had. So I was going to be in charge, and I was going to show us what we were going to do. But, you know, the end result of it was horrendous sex. And
right.
Not only was it bad sex, back then I knew about condoms, but I didn't have one.
Right.
It was a huge error. And afterwards, we slipped away from each other. We were both so embarrassed, we didn't know how to talk about it, Bernadette.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and you're lucky you didn't get her pregnant, David.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, those are the kind of things that, you know, turn our lives in a direction that no one could ever plan for.
I'm so glad we're talking about this, because so many parents don't want to talk about it to their kids. I don't happen to be that parent. I'm very direct and open, maybe even a little too open as to what my thoughts are about it with my daughters. There's a company out there that actually teaches. Earlier you talked about just, you know, how girls are different from boys and menstruation, things like that. There are actually... I can't think of the name of it, but I sent my daughter there is my point. And it really did help educate her about what was going on in her body. And she's now almost 14, and it's a very scary time for me as a parent, I have to tell you. I feel like the wheels are coming off my bus right now, David. And I'm not quite sure how I'm going to handle it. Probably going to ask Robbins for some advice, since she's my therapist sitting right across from me right now. But this is a tricky thing for so many people. And you're right. People, they have sex without even thinking about what they're doing and what the effect of that could be, turning into a pregnancy. God, you know, forbid, at such a tender young age.
You know, there's pregnancy, there's STDs. There's also, an incredible opportunity to damage our self-confidence and self-esteem for a very long time.
Wow.
Because, you know, we don't know what we're doing. We could be made fun of. You know, there, you could have an experience with someone that goes behind your back and talks about how she or he was such a prude in bed.
Oh, wow.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, there's all those things. You know, my little 13-year-old was talking to me the other day about a friend of hers who lost her V card.
Oh, geez.
You know?
Wow.
And she's 13. And
my gosh.
You know, it is scary. And at the same time, there's an open door here, and that's why I wanted to come back on your show for your listeners. This is a doorway that we have to walk through as parents, and if we don't know how to do it, you can be trained, you can get help, but don't put your head in the sand.
Yeah.
And don't pretend that it's going to go away. You know, a number of years ago when I hosted a radio show, Bernadette, and I never can remember this woman's name, but she was a leader in this world in regards to teenage sexuality. Of course, because she was such a leader, so many people hated her.
Mm-hmm.
But she would travel city to city teaching young girls about the importance of masturbation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And how to do it and why to do it in order to empower these girls that you can have this feeling. This is a natural feeling. There's nothing bad about this. And you can have this feeling without a boy inside you.
Right.
Like, that was her whole message, to empower girls, to let them know that you have the power to have that feeling, and you don't have to be with a boy in bed and him inside you. in order to have this. And I loved her, Bernadette. I loved her.
Yeah, I love the message. I do. You know, the news that you just gave a minute ago about a 13-year-old handing over her V card to me is absolutely heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. That's just way, way, way too young for so many reasons. And so I don't know what's the best way to broach this subject, though. What do you say to your daughter? She's 13. Mine's 13. Going to be 14 soon. When they say, and we talked about this last week, I want to date, they don't understand the ramifications of dating at such an early age that it quickly can turn into sex.
Oh, in a heartbeat. No, well, the very first thing I like to do is there's this sandwich approach to communication that really works, and that is you open with something positive, then you talk about reality, and then you close with something positive, right? And so the reality is what we're talking about. So the opening to the positive from my perspective is that dating is natural. Being attracted to people is natural. Wanting to kiss someone and touch someone is natural. Wanting to explore your own body should be phase number one before you ever explore anyone else's body. You should feel respected by people you're with. And if you have people around you that respect you and understand the words no and understand the words I'm not ready and this isn't appropriate for me, it might be for other girls or boys, but it's not appropriate for me. So I say, Bernadette, that we start off with a very positive conversation about self-control and staying in control in relationships when intimacy is involved.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that logic doesn't stand a chance against emotion.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell, girls and boys that I work with in my practice that, you and I are in here talking logically, but when you get put into a situation and your hormones are raging,
mm-hmm.
emotionally are connected to someone, logic can go out the window, but I'm going to ask you to hold on to it.
Right.
Because here's what happens when we don't use logic. And then I actually go and show pictures of sexually transmitted diseases. I'll show on the body, like this is graphic. Yes, it's graphic, but I want you to see the end result of not being protected if you're going to go down that road. I will show pictures of young girls, 13, 14, 15, pregnant. We will talk about, with people in my client base, we'll talk about the challenges of raising a baby at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
I think it's important, Bernadette, and this pathway that I'm giving you right now, this outline I'm giving you, is the way that we teach it, either with my little girl or people in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, we say, listen, at the right time, having sex with someone that you love and you want to be committed to is an absolute glorious gift from God
mm-hmm.
that allows us to experience something that the angels wish they could experience.
Oh, I love that.
True.
No, I love everything that you're saying. I love the message and that you bring a deeper understanding to what how damaging that it can be psychologically if you have sex too young. And Robin just raised her hand. She wants to say something.
I just wanted to add, too, with... Again, it's all about being programmed, and kids are so programmed in middle school and high school, and what they're being programmed to is to think that intimacy is sexual,
mm-hmm.
and so then we move into sexual addiction, and we have all of that. We don't know how to connect to other people because we think it's a physical bond, and so we don't know how to open our hearts and actually connect and have friendships and be real and transparent with each other, and opposite genders, and so. When we can kind of take sex out of the equation and teach children as they're developing to learn how to bond emotionally and, intellectually.
Such good advice.
And leave sex for the end part of it, then we create adults who can also successfully do it, and we minimize the addiction rate to sexual issues.
Well, and that's her specialization, David. She is a holistic counselor who's worked with sex and sexual addictions for over 18 years. And Robin uses emotion code, she's an emotion code energy practitioner. So
beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, and it is about open communication. And we can't expect our kids to be open with us if we're not open with them.
Right.
And it's scary for a parent that's never had this conversation because 99.9% of us as adults never had this talk to us from our parents.
Oh, yeah. My parents never talked about this. Are you kidding me? Not in a million years. I grew up in a Catholic home in upstate New York. You're not going to have the sex talk with your Catholic mother. It's just not happening.
No. And hopefully, our conversation today will start to open some parents' minds. And also I want parents to know this. because we've never done it, expect trips and falls during the opening of conversations. Expect to have to start a conversation and have it shut down by your child. Just expect it. Don't get upset with them.
Yeah.
You know, just expect that they're going to go, oh, Mom, I'm not going there. And so then back off.
Yeah.
And then three or four or five days later, open it again, you know, and then if they shut it down, that's just natural. They're embarrassed as hell. Plus, there's a lot of teenagers that don't want to let on that they don't have a freaking clue.
Well, you know what? Everyone, go to David's website, davidessel.com. That's E-S-S-E-L. And no pun intended, hook up with you for information about how to handle this, right?
Oh, my God, Bernadette, that is so good. And listen, and for your audience, because it's easier to remember, talkdavid.com.
Oh, talk David.
Yeah, it's the same website. It's just easier for radio, T-A-L-K, David, talkdavid.com. And if I can help any parents or teens that might be listening,
all right.
You know, have them reach out.
I love it. Thank you so much, David. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
All right, Ben, Bernadette, you and your team do the same.
Okay. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Robin Perry Braun. When your college graduate moves back home. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. I can't wait. Stay tuned, everyone.
When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. Because I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Do you remember this song?
I don't know.
Vinny actually played it for me in the car the other night. I saw the album cover, the James Gang. I said, oh, I used to love that album. My older sister used to play it all the time. Excuse me, I have my throat's jacked today. But anyway, I said, oh, there's one song in particular I really love. So we went through them while we were driving to Springs. Is that the name? Where did we go?
Six Springs?
Six Springs in Richardson, because her Aviana's boyfriend was playing in the band that night.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, and I'd actually picked Vinny up from work. But anyway, so Ashton Park is the name of this song.
Okay.
And it's an old James Gang song, right? Yeah, so. Isn't it cool?
I don't know the group.
You don't know the, you don't? Is it just the James Gang? James Gang Rides Again is the name of the album, I think.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a cool song.
Was it a girl's, I had brothers, so I heard Jethro Tull and Black Sabbath.
Well, this is this song. Kind of well, my I sisters are, they were, you know, my oldest brothers and sisters are like, you know, they're considerably older than me, 10 plus years. And so, yeah, and one of them, I think, is 12 years, something like that. But yeah, so this was, I guess, maybe popular, I don't know, when was that album done? Does it say, like, maybe 71, I'm thinking?
It says 1970.
1970, okay. There you go.
I was five.
That would make sense. So, anyway, love having you in studio, Robin, and I always love listening to good music as well. I just love what we're talking about today, because I think a lot of parents, with this being summer break, are dealing with this. I know I kind of am personally, you know, a little bit here, because my daughter's home from school this summer.
Yeah.
So when your college graduate moves back home, Robin Perry Braun is, she holds a master's degree in psychology and is a holistic counselor who has worked with sex and sexual addictions for 18 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner and integrated life practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world, and she uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find Robin at integratedlifestrategies.com. Okay, so when your college graduate moves back home, so what are some of the common issues that parents face when their college grad moves back home or comes home for the summer?
Yeah, and this can be just home for the summer too, but so what's basically going on is parents are used to relating to their child pre-high school graduation,
right,
where they lived at home full-time, they were a full-time parent. And although we get used to our kids maturing and we give them more responsibility, we have not learned to relate to our children as adults yet.
Yeah.
And so what's familiar to us is to parent them the way we parented them before they left. But now in that time, these kids have gone off to college and run their own lives and made their own decisions and led their own schedules, got up when they wanted to, went to bed when they wanted to, went out, and we never knew where they were going or what they were doing.
Right. And plus, they're off for the summer. Unless they have a job, they're not really worried about what time they go to bed or what time they get up.
That's right. That's right.
Which can be problematic if you're a working parent.
And, you know, and I've actually had several clients where I've had the counseling with the parents and the children with this very issue. And so, really, kind of where it goes problem, some areas where, you know, it goes problematic is the kid wants to be treated like a child sometimes. They want you to pay all their bills. They want you to, you know, support them and let them do what they want, like they did when they were a kid, when it suits them. But then they want to be treated like an adult at other times. So they switch roles, and it just doesn't work. And
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Yeah, and so there's a psychology technique. It's called transactional analysis. And basically, there's three roles. We have adult parent and child. Okay, so as adults, we relate to other adults, adult to adult.
Right.
Okay? If you try to parent another adult, it feels condescending, it feels bad, it typically doesn't work because it's inappropriate mm-hmm. to parent another adult unless you're in an authority position in their life, like right. a boss or whatever, right. okay? And then you have your child, your adult child role, right? And those come with certain rules and regulations. So what's going on here is this child comes home. Now, they've been leading this adult life where they've not been told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to tell you what, want you to tell them what to do. But then sometimes they want you to take care of them.
Right.
Because they're not really ready to fully be grown up.
Well,
yet.
And it feels good to have mom or dad sure. take care of you, of course.
Sure.
Do a little. I bought my daughter a little thing today, earlier. I was sure. thinking about her, and, you know.
But that's different. Buying them a gift. I mean, we do that when
yeah.
they're away from home, too.
Yeah,
we send
that's
them
true.
Things.
That's true.
Right. So part of them wants to resort back to being taken care of. But then part of them says, but I'm an adult who's run my own life now, and you can't tell me what to do. I want to have my own rules like I had them when I ran my own life. So you have a clash, almost like of roommates, of,
right.
well, what are the house rules?
Well, so I have my house rules, and I have this pet. I don't like to pick up after other adults. Like, it really
right.
annoys me.
Absolutely.
As it should. No adult should have to pick up after another adult. In fact, I would even go further is I think after the age of 10 or 12, you know, you are expected to...
Clean up your mess.
Absolutely. Yeah. Never leave a mess for somebody else. Otherwise,
right.
that other person feels very disrespected.
Absolutely. And I fully agree with that.
And so, okay, so how do you resolve issues? And what are some of the typical house rules? You know what? Why don't we go to break? So
okay.
when we come back, we're going to reset. We're going to talk about this. Everyone, stay tuned. This is great stuff. You're listening to One Life Radio. Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, I'm Laravel Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi, Avi, and Robin Perry Braun. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. It is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated.
Or get their Soul Good bars.
Or their Soul Good bars.
They're both really good.
And they are. And they really are so dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powder in the world and their supplements. And of course, the H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. Made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. And it's tested by third parties. I like that. And of course, our newest sponsor is Sunlight and Infrared Saunas. Like I said in my ad that I recorded that I love so much, it's a place to heal, a place to reflect, and a place to invest in you. And I can't wait to get mine. So I went to tell the funny story yesterday and I'd never finished.
Yeah.
So I waited for the infrared sauna all day long, the UPS tracking thing on my email over and over. I was so excited. So finally got home at I think it got delivered at 8:43. I got home around 9:15, something like that. And so in anticipation of finding where the boxes were, but I had Thomas there all day long waiting for the delivery. Anyway, we show up and there's this little tiny box at the front door and we were laughing like that's too small for a sauna, but it was from Sunlight. And so they send the controls first. And so the bed I think is coming today or tomorrow, but it was just kind of funny that we waited all day. It was just this little tiny box.
Little baby box.
Baby box.
Sauna in it.
It was with a Barbie sauna in it. Oh, my gosh.
Because Barbies need to detox.
Barbies need to detox.
Too much plastic.
Oh, God, do they need to detox. They're under so much pressure. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine being a Barbie?
No
kidding.
Man. Rough life.
My poor Barbie was stressed when she was little because my brother used to threaten to take her for a ride in G.I. Joe's Jeep. And G.I. Joe was a munitions expert, so Barbie would frequently get blown up, and I would be terrified.
Oh, my God. I didn't give up my Barbies till I swear to you, I was almost 15 years old, and I did it against my will out of peer pressure.
Yeah.
I loved playing with my Barbies. I used to have the date house, you know, like a little.
I had the
Barbie's
townhouse.
Paradise.
I didn't have the townhouse, but I had this little thing that opened and I'd steal my brother's G.I. Joes and stuff and have him come over for dinner. I can remember like putting little plates on the little coffee table and I would make the mashed potatoes out of cotton.
Oh, I know. That's so much fun.
And then the steak was a brown button out of my mother's button
awesome.
Box.
Awesome. That's a big steak.
I would cut my Barbie's hair.
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course we did.
Oh, my gosh.
But my brother, so he would terrorize me by threatening to blow up my Barbies. And then guess what he did for a living?
What?
He's a civil engineer. So he's in Korea in the army. He went to West Point. And we get this report back from his generals. Now, he was not like one of those people we expected to be highly successful in life because he was very laid back. So we get like this report card from his general that's like all A pluses, the equivalent.
Nice.
We're like going, this is phony. Like he just made this up because, you know, this is before cell phones. We had no idea what was going on in Korea.
Right.
So he finally gets back and we're like, what the heck were you doing in Korea to where you got such a great score? He goes, oh, my job was to build bridges and blow them up. I'm like, oh, you've been doing that your whole life. No wonder you're so good at it. You've just been blowing stuff up.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
So funny.
You grew up in Boston, right?
Yes. Yes, outside of Boston.
And how did you not get the Boston accent?
I wasn't born there.
See, even when I said that, did you hear my New York accent?
Yeah,
come out
and
a
if
little
I,
tiny
I,
bit?
I can make, I can do it. If I go to, like, oh, my niece is getting married in July, so we'll be up there, and I'll talk like him. It's not that hard to pick it back up and talk like a Bostonian.
Do you do that when you go up there?
Just for fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I didn't learn to speak there, so it was easy to get away from the accent, too.
Yeah. So, because you were born in California.
Yeah. My dad was a field engineer. We traveled. We moved every 6 months to a year.
Oh, my gosh.
We did. We landed in Massachusetts. My 15-year-old brother had moved 21 times, and my mom said, we're done. We're staying here.
Wow.
You transferred departments. He designed planes and bombs. Imagine that. My brother came by it naturally. And he worked for Sylvania, which was then bought out by GTE, and he designed planes and bombs for the government. So after a project would be done, they'd move him somewhere else.
Wow.
And so then he just traveled.
Fun, really?
Yeah, but he wasn't allowed to talk about it.
But they say that that does a lot of damage to children when you move them around a lot. Obviously, though, you had a very solid family.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My older brother is just an amazing human being, and he's so well-adjusted. Like, he's one of the healthiest human beings who's never gone to therapy.
Really?
Yeah, and he moved 21, and he was so popular. He was in ninth grade, and we moved to Massachusetts, had immediate friends. I mean, so no, in our case, it just didn't for some reason.
Interesting.
I don't know.
So, wow, that is interesting.
Yeah.
So, is he extremely good looking? Because a lot of times that'll open a lot of doors for you
popular.
As a man.
Yeah, both my brothers were like football captain.
Oh,
you know,
well, there you
popular.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tall?
No.
No?
But just, you know,
just
good
curious.
Personality. Yeah.
All right. Well.
So here we are.
Now we got your family history.
My family history.
But that does
history.
Make a difference. Your life is easier if you're born beautiful. I mean,
it's
everyone
true.
Knows it.
It's true. You it, are tend to be more popular.
Yeah, of course, because we're shallow.
Yeah.
As human beings.
I will tell you, though, I have a lot of clients who were gorgeous, and they still had a lot of rejection issues because of jealousy.
Yo, you know what?
But jealousy still feels like rejection.
I talked about that with a friend. Actually, they were telling me, it's a friend of mine that was, she's still beautiful, but she was killer beautiful growing up. California girl. She's just absolutely was stunning. And she got a lot of that in high school.
Feels like rejection.
It still feels like rejection. So we're so crazy, all of us, I swear.
Yeah.
So let's get back to what we were talking about. When your college grad moves back home, so what do you want people to understand about
Well,
this?
So the two biggest issues I would encounter regularly were, one, curfews. Like, college kids would come in at 2 or 3 in the morning, and the parents don't sleep well when their kids are out. Now, if my kid's 3 hours away and they're in at 2 or 3 in the morning, I don't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping fine. But when it's my house and they're not home and I'm going to bed and I hear the door open or I don't hear it open. And
well, that's natural because it's a security issue, too.
It's a security issue. So one of the big issues is that I give the parents the right to sleep. It's their home. They have to work. It's their life. And so they need to work that out with their kid. Now, in my case, and one of the things I suggest is you set a time that says, I'm not going to tell you have to be home at midnight. You're home for the summer. You're an adult. You've done this your life. But if you're not going to be home by midnight, you need to not come home at all. And I need to know where you are.
Right.
Go stay at your friend's house. Sleep somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I need to know where you're sleeping. I need a text before midnight or you're home by midnight because I'm going to bed.
Right.
And I need to sleep all night.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the suggestions as to how to
resolve
that.
That's basically what I did.
Okay. So that works because I still sleep. I know they're safe. They've got a plan, which
right.
they should have a plan anyway.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and so that's when the second thing is what you mentioned is about cleaning.
Right.
Is just, I'm not your maid.
Right.
You're an adult. You want me to treat you like an adult. You clean up after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you give them specific duties as if you would a roommate or someone else who lived in the house.
Well, and sometimes when they come home, they really help out. I mean, my daughter's been helping me tremendously, like run errands, get little things done that I don't get to. So that's a benefit.
Right.
You know.
And the flip side is on the parent's side is we got to treat them like adults too.
Mm-hmm.
If we want them to behave like adults, we can't parent them.
Right. And so that's really difficult because, you know, they tell you when you're raising your children, no, you don't want to be your child's best friend. So what do you say to that? What can you be their best friend at some point?
Well, you can be their friend and it's your rules. That's different than being a parent. These are the house rules. Let's say you were a boarder in
right.
my house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a contract you signed to live in my house. I treat you like an adult. You follow the rules. That's not parenting. That's a contract. I still own the home. It's still my house. You just don't get to come in and do anything you want. That's different than parenting. One of the big issues I get with on the kids' side is they feel controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents are trying to control them
right.
when they've run their own life.
Right, and nobody likes that
right.
feeling.
So on the flip side, the parents can't flip roles either. They can't be adults 1 minute and parents the next.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, you know, you just good communication. Here's what the rules are.
Yeah. Great stuff. So set your rules, set your boundaries, set your rules. Should you write them down?
It's a great idea.
Okay. All right. Anything else? You guys want to say anything over there?
No, I was just I was thinking to myself, my mom, I think, had like the perfect balance of being someone I wanted to go to and tell things to. And then also like she set the rules and I followed the rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Like there's, I think it's hard to achieve that perfect balance.
Yeah, it is. Well, we need to get her on the show and tell us how she did it.
Well, be their mentor and their counselor without being their parent.
Gotcha. Good stuff. All right. Robin Perry Braun, thank you. Everyone, you can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.